Welcome to the Meditation Podcast. This is Jesse Stern with episode 132, Core Breathing Meditation. Many of you know that I have nearly completed a year-long yoga teacher training, and I'm developing a technique that I call core breathing. Based on decades of experience, core breathing is a key aspect of my yoga teaching style. It is a simple set of muscle actions that prioritize our powerful deep core muscles, support effortless movement, and free up space for our lungs. Today, we will demonstrate and explore the simple technique of core breathing in meditation. Remember that this podcast uses binaural beats, audio technology that affects the brain, so please use headphones and please do not use this podcast while driving or operating machinery. We are not licensed healthcare practitioners and we do not claim any specific health benefits from using this podcast. You are responsible for your own health. This podcast is made possible with great thanks to our subscribers on Patreon. Join our community at patreon.com/themeditationpodcast. Now, let's begin. Begin in a comfortable seated position. Notice the sounds and sensations around you. Your breathing, your thoughts, your state of mind. If you are familiar with this technique, feel free to practice it standing, lying down, sitting, walking, or in your movement practice. For the purpose of this brief demonstration, it may be easiest to sit in a backless chair, on a cushion, or on the floor. Please be sure that you have some space in front of you and around you to move your arms. Begin by closing your eyes and gently rock forward and backward. Place your hands on your sides so that you can feel your lower ribs, and notice that as you rock forward, your lower back ribs move forward and possibly in and down. And as you rock backward, your lower front ribs move backward and possibly in and down. Let go of the rocking and begin to accentuate the inward and downward movement of your lower ribs. First, the back lower ribs. Squeeze them in and down toward your tailbone. Counter this movement by squeezing your lower front ribs in and down toward your tailbone. This is step one, and this muscle action of squeezing your lower ribs down and toward center activates your psoas, a deep core muscle that is responsible for many aspects of human movement, including walking and standing upright. With your hands still touching your lower ribs, take a few inhales and exhales, accentuating the expansion and contraction of your lower ribs. As you inhale, press your ribs against your hands, expanding them outward to the sides and forward and back, like a balloon expanding. And as you exhale, squeeze and contract your lower ribs inward and downward. Release your hands to your sides or to your lap and continue this contraction of your lower ribs as you inhale and exhale. This may feel awkward at first, and if you feel any resistance to your breathing, allow your breathing to win. Step two of the technique brings our upper torso into the core breathing. Reach both hands forward and then up, and then pull down as if you're putting on a space helmet. Touch your shoulders with your fingertips and squeeze your elbows back and toward each other. This action activates your upper shoulder blades or rhomboid muscles. At the same time, pull your elbows down toward the floor or toward your hips, activating your outer pectoral muscle, which is shaped like a backpack strap. And the movement is similar to pulling down on the straps of a backpack. This is the technique of core breathing. Inhale and exhale, remembering these four points of muscle action. My rear lower ribs squeeze in and down. My front lower ribs and soft belly squeezes in and down. My upper shoulder blades and elbows squeeze back and toward each other, while at the same time my elbows pull down. It may be difficult at first to concentrate on all of these muscle actions at once. That's fine. It's okay to let your mind wander between them, exploring the muscle actions one at a time, or two at a time, or all at once. Remember to prioritize your capacity for breathing. In other words, practice these muscle movements gently enough that you can breathe freely. And remember that it is always okay to simply breathe, allowing your body and attention to relax with a soft focus. As you continue to inhale and exhale, Make slow, gentle movements, rocking on your hips forward and back, or side to side, or in circles. These muscle actions can be gentle enough that you can move freely. And should not be practiced with tension or rigidity. Allow your shoulders to move forward and back, or up and down, or in soft, gentle circles. As you breathe, explore this balance between free movement and the activation of these muscle actions in your lower ribs, upper shoulder blades, and outer pectoral or outer chest muscles. Allow your breathing to invite movement and freedom. In your upper ribs and chest, expanding your lungs. Opening space for nerve pathways. Remember that at any time, you can take a break and simply rest in stillness. Noticing the quality, depth, movement, and sensation of your breathing. Noticing the persistence of your thoughts. Noticing any sensations in your body or in the space that you occupy. And if you have taken a break, return to the muscle action once again by squeezing gently your lower back ribs in and down, your lower front ribs back and in and down. Your elbows and upper shoulder blades back and toward each other, and then your elbows down, letting your hands rest at your sides or on your lap. Using these core muscle activations, continue to breathe freely. Perhaps noticing that when I restrict movement with these muscles, I enable movement in other areas of my body. Through the simple expansion and contraction of my lungs, and that even in the places where I'm resisting movement, I still allow my breathing to move through the resistance. Expanding and contracting my ribs, chest and back and belly. Take a few more breaths here, and then let go of these muscle actions. Let go of any intentional breathing. Simply rest. If you would like to change to a lying down position, do so now. Breathe naturally and comfortably. Let go of effort in your body. Notice, perhaps with some curiosity or wonder, any changes in your state of being from when you started this meditation. We'll rest here for a minute or so. As this meditation comes to a close, gently wiggle your fingers, toes, shoulders and hips. Rock your head from side to side or in gentle circles. And whenever you're ready, open your eyes.